meetings and meetings and more meetings or whatever they are. But do you, that's on, do you, have you looked over the people they have on them?
No, I haven't.
Most of them.
How did I get the word second, third hand or such? Seems always fair around driver people, if you get the driver association on the numbers, on council.
You could call them that, but for the most part, what you hear there are the young bucks, where we were when we was...
Well, I know, 150 in particular. West of that somewhere, but every fisherman's going to buy them a trap, a couple thousand traps, going to haul them daylight to dark, two star men, and they can't keep up with his rate, pace, to them.
They're in the wrong business.
They're in the wrong business. I don't know. So there's certainly room for improvement, anybody can see the right way to go.
Well, I had this habit.
You get a dozen different opinions from a dozen different people, and nobody's going to agree on anything. The person himself doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of difference to me.
No, not to me anymore.
Well, I'm looking at Social Security in another year. It isn't going to affect me too much.
I can't believe we come there.
Can't see the wisdom of fishing enough traps to go a week for the life of me.
Hogging the resource.
Well, they're doing something to it. They're not helping. It's freaky better 2-3 years we've had. Isn't forever. You know, I've seen the bottom. You've seen the bottom. The bottom's going to come again.
Yep.
I don't believe.
Yep. You average that out. You say, well, I fished for 25, 45, 50 years, however many. And, well, how many years did you have average more than 3 pounds of trap? Well, you don't have to hold up very many fingers to show the years.
Never did.
No.
Even with no amount of traps in the water. I can give you an instance of the amount, influx of gear. You know the boy the bob shoulder is? The bob shoulder, side of Adams.
Yeah.
I used to fish 5 pair of traps on that place and figured that was enough.
It was a few more than 5 pair on there this summer.
Lately I fished 30 pair on there. And 3-4 others have fished the same amount of traps on a piece of bottom. Some of them fishing couples.
And everybody catching lobsters.
Everybody catching lobsters. So you go from 10 traps to over 300 traps on that one piece of bottom.
Something's cool.
And the same thing's happened everywhere. That's just one instance. It's obvious there.
Yeah.
A small area.
Well, that's wicked. But this, the amount of gear in the water right now just staggers me.
Mm-hmm. Somebody better do something. Unless they're going to leave it on the ground fish.
Well.
And the horse is gone. Walk the barn door, huh?
They want to start at 1200. I suppose that's a start. But they want to
start any damn place, but make a start, do something, at least do something. Jesus Christ, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Or the moratorium on the licenses, or anything.
I'd like to see them have, you know, things worked pretty well when we had, the 3-year residency requirement, before they struck that down. If they was to... I almost wonder if they resurrect an apprentice program that said 3 years before you can go fishing.
The simple things they overlook. I don't know why, but maybe they got some good lobbying going on. They limit one stuntman per boat. Only one stuntman in a boat. Limit the hauling time. Period. 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. Limit it. No hauling before such and such an hour, no hauling after such an hour. We're only going to haul so many traps in that time span, that time frame.
Well, don't they already have that?
No. We haul from daylight till dark. Probably about the same thing as a bird hunting law, a half hour after sunrise or half hour before sunup or something.
Yep.
And you can haul at night outside 3 mile limit. You can haul 24 hours around if you want to.
Well,
that's two steps right there. That would help. It wouldn't solve. It would be a miracle cure, but it would help.
Yeah.
Limit the hauling time and limit the stun now.
Yeah. That all makes sense to me because they're both controlled. Well, hauling time would be tricky to control.
No, it wouldn't.
How are you going to do it?
How are you going to do it? We could do some plane up, fly around. Good weather.
Well, that takes care of 25% of the time.
All right. Deterrent, wouldn't it?
Well, it's the same argument as for Sunday hauling. That works.
Well, anybody hauling trash, say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're backing 3 hours off the hauling time.
Yeah.
A lot of people will haul at 6 o'clock.
A lot do.
Two men in this boat, 1,000 traps ahead of them, yes, they're going to haul at 6 o'clock.
Sure. Shot season.
Like I say, we're going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Handful of traps right there. I'll haul 200 a day, period. Some days I feel good, I'll haul 240.
Well, I ain't going to live long enough to haul 240 in a day again.
I haul on an average day,
I'll haul 110, and on a good day, I might haul 140, 145.
I'll haul 200, I'll put 600 in the water, I'll haul 200 for 2 days, 3 nights.
Yep.
Except that Monday, I've got 4 nights in the stock.
Yep. Well, I haul.
Personally, I think that's not for anyone, but that's only for me.
Personally, I think you're right. From what I've seen of it, and I haul alone.
I don't think 1,200 would double my income.
Double your headache, I guarantee you that.
Right. No.
Well,
that's for the lobsters. Let those other people start that one out. They'll come to some sort of decision or agreement someday.
Yeah. Oh, I hope they set on it. I push for trying to put some control on it. But these guys,
somebody has got to bite the bullet. You've got three factors. You've got the fish guys, the western fish, the big gangs. You've got people in this area who's mid-coast, if not 1,000, 1,200 probably the norm for the big fish men. You've got the guys down east, which have a whole different philosophy altogether.
Yeah.
Somewhere within their sector, somebody's going to bite the bullet.
Well, damn it.
They can't make a law for just western Maine and say, hey, you guys fish 1,500 instead of 2,000 and fish as long as you want. Or if you guys in midsection, you're only fishing 1,000, we're going to cut you 600. Blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't work.
It's going to be a law statewide. Those guys got the most, it's going to get hurt the most.
Well,
at the beginning.
Well, with the big strings, it seems to me if they want to go offshore, that ought to be all right. It always used to be all right. And then leave the inside to something different, but I, as sure as the devil, that would run afoul. There isn't any.
No instant cure. No one cure. I'm going to have to take up my piece and go.
Yeah. Well, at least they're looking at it.
And that's good. And not for that. Something.
Yeah. Well, back to this groundfish foolish. Would you tell me where you have seen spawn haddock?
When I was fishing.
When you was fishing?
In the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Early 70s. Up to what? 76. I got the boom. I'm still dragging. I don't know. I really grew up down fishing.
You was dragging in the boom.
I was dragging the boom. Okay. In the 70s to the 80s. To 80s.
Because I come back in late 70s,
yeah.
And you was going in.
Right. Yeah.
And, you was dragging back in the 60s, too.
Late 60s.
Yep.
Got them, like I said, every spring, see Lally.
Now, on the north side, yeah. Eastern side?
North side. Up there towards the shed, and the west side, as far as I can go with Bay Ledge. The east as far as I can go.
Yep.
Blue Hill Bar.
Yep.
Up around the Tawny Hawk and to the west. Wherever.
Up in that gully to the north of Woodbury.
There are always more fish on that north bank. Up towards the shin, all across there.
Yep.
Always. If you worm in the center's hole from that northwest corner and out again. I get behind you. Get behind me, Alvin. He says, I'll go up in here and you come right in behind me. And I said, well, in 3 or 4 minutes, Alvin, I got 15 seconds, I got to turn, come back. Well, I guess he's going to time it for a second, so I'm going to get out of the way and stay out of the way. He had that shit timed right down.
Yeah. He was good.
He was the best. Yeah. There, on the Saddleback Toll, in the spring, it was all the way along, same thing.
The whole of from the year
from
up?
There over to Duck Island.
That whole shore there?
All the way across. Outside Owl Hole, outside Swan's Island, outside Long Island, over Green Island Channel, as far as I went, eastern side of Duck Island.
30 to 50 fathoms?
No. Well, yes. Except Duck Island, you know what? 25, 27.
Well, if you went up in
down the western side. With all the sculpture, I think 25, 27 fathoms.
Yeah, that's a pretty sure.
But otherwise, around 40.
Yeah. Now, did you find them on both sides of Long Island?
Yeah.
North and southern side both?
No, not north. Southern. Eastern side, down by the drum.
Yeah.
Southern side.
Yeah.
And the southwest, which puts you on the just up above the eastern end of the homestead, and homestead right up to where it's going out.
Yep.
The old maid's hole, spawned cord.
Yep.
Carver Jones told me I could load the boat down there for one, he said a halter trawl down there, and I just caught fish. Right up by your ledge.
Well, you load the boat.
I didn't want caught fish. Up the drunken boy. Anything I got up in there was in the spring, spawn fish.
Now, do you think that stuff might have gone all the way up into Jericho Bay?
I have no idea. I would presume they must have. Yeah. No reason for them not to.
No.
You got those deep gullies all up through there. I never went above it.
No. Now, when you was towing down to Green Island Channel, you found fish all the way up to Pazinch Head.
Yeah. The upper end of it was haddock, the lower end was cod.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same way in 2 or 3 places.
Closer to the shore or closer
well,
on the bottom?
Well, further inland, I don't know. Maybe it was the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
More sandy, you'd get more haddock.
Yeah.
If you told Spoon Island now, your maid's hole. Stay down the lower end there, and that mud, east and west, you'd get mostly cod. You'd find behind yellow ledge up in that corner. Well, the haddock was there. The haddock was up above there. They were drunken.
Mm-hmm.
No cod up in there. All haddock.
Huh.
But there were all of them.
Funny stuff.
Lenny Gray is a pussy anyway. He's down there down there. He's down there handlining the thing. He's just down across there. That side of the doors. That was him. He drove all the fish.
Sure. I suppose it would.
I'd get that one pass, and a couple of days later, tide and wind and everything else was right, I'd make another pass.
Well, that was one of those glory holes, actually.
Well, yeah. You get your expenses out of it for the trip. Take a half an hour and you'd be on your way again.
Now, did you fish on those around the Hitchell and the Blue Hill ground and the Grumpy and off and across that bottom?
Not much. No.
Mostly up inside the shore around there.
Reasonably safe.
Yeah.
Every time I get screwed around on Earth, I say the boulders.
There's no shortage of them, I found.
Lots of them. 7 miles from Spoon Island, southern Spoon Island, whatever that is.
Which?
Down below the Grumpy.
It would be below.
I would presume pretty much down around the 728, 730 line. Nowadays, was Lorraine Sea.
Now, did you go down, when you go there, you'll go down into a deep hole and then you'll come up on another piece of bar?
No, I was on smooth water. Sort of a gully, but it was smooth.
I'll bet there's a.
It was 7 miles from Spoon Island on radar. So I said, just hold it, hold the bottom, and we're down like a sandwich.
Yeah.
I had the sandwich half made, so you kept going along. I went out and come up on the bank. And had a boulder. And heist it.
Oh, dear. One day.
Took the rest of the day. Give you up and then found it out.
Grace all with it?
I don't know. Didn't get nothing.
You wouldn't get anything. Well, when you go down.
Pound it out through the cord end and nothing left. Anything else gone, too.
Yes. You go below the Grumpy, and especially if you're a little bit to the western, and you can run on this long slope of mud. And there's on the western side, there's a boulder bank. On the bottom of it, it'll drop right off, and eventually you'll end up in 90 fathoms. And then on the eastern side, I can't remember, there's a gully or a bunch of boulder piles and loose ends. That's where I would rock up on that eastern side. But that was a nice tow. And I got headache in there 1 year too. You'd have been just half a mile southwest of the Grumpy probably. Where the haddock, where there was some other piece of bottom, I don't know what they called it, just to the west of that.
Yeah, you get over 582. 582 or 583. You go north and south from the snow. All the south will be close to pick up all of it. The fig kelp.
Yeah, yes.
Watery bowls.
Yeah.
I brought it down once, try it for hold it, because it just went from 36, 37 fathom down to about 42 and leveled off. And just seemed to run south, southeast, north, northwest or something.
Yeah.
Went quite a ways, went down by all that broken bottom.
Yeah.
But I was out dragging it.
Yeah. Boy, the gear.
I got haddock on the clay bank in Gillnets. One summer, one spring.
Uh-huh. Big stuff?
Yeah, nice stuff. But it was only maybe like around the 4th of July. So I got mono, and I was all done. The 1st of July.
Yeah.
We was getting haddock rich steady.
Close to those tentacles?
No, it was down below the clay bank itself. What's the clay bank? 580, 581. Lower side, 586 on the north side. Thereabouts.
There's a. On the western end, there's a hole.
575, 576. There's some hard bottom after you go to the southern way and you tow it.
Yeah.
High bottom, 75, 85 fathom. Over in western end, that drops down into 90.
Yep.
Across that hatch stop. Before we had it.
Uh-huh.
For a short period of time.
We
got about every set. It was slimy too.
Yeah.
You know something that is a massive bit of color?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I never picked them up?
I don't. Like snowflakes. Pounding over there.
Ha!
100 fathom water.
Yeah, those deep water scallops, the little slink meats about
that big. Yeah, big as a little finger, they were then.
Yeah.
Those things growing all the top of the shelf, I don't know what they are. Look like another scallop stuck up there.
Ha. No, we never.
Nobody's ever got them, they're still there for all I know. 2 miles strip from there.
Well, they must still be there. I'd pick up.
I'd 5, 6, 8, just as you drop down off that stuff, before you're going 127 for a Christmas.
Yeah. No, I picked up a little button, so you know, the wings have been there.
Oh, that's right. How was that? 10 years ago.
Probably pie plate.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Well, they could be just the same size. Did you try any toes around the rock?
Oh, yeah, down to even numbers.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Not much.
So, early or late?
East, it was like, it was in the middle of probably late spring, early winter. When it was getting there, when the guys from the back side was getting the fish up there.
Yeah.
So, east, southeast rock.
Just about. And then you just smoke it right
out. Well, the ridges, isn't it?
Yeah, and it
goes... Southwest of the ridges.
You end up towing on the south-southwest end of the inner ridge.
Yeah. I know it's a long way from here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long down that much.
Yeah.
In fact, go north.
I used to tow it fairly regular. But I can't seem to remember quite what season it was, but you'd... But there's no size to them. We'd pick up a few haddock when I was first going on the. You follow up on that southern side of the inner ridge, and you come right out, go into the western. You run right out.
I don't know. Nathan Warren run out. He had the boat thing.
Yeah. Small boat there. Arthur Colbert used to do pretty well off there.
Yeah.
He'd work that in.
I didn't go back up there.
No. That's a long run from home here.
Yeah.
You could run to Jeffrey's Bank for that. Did you tow much over towards Jeffrey's or Skate Bank or any of those
yeah.
places?
Yeah, you see me out there, Skate Bank.
I know it.
Towed out there a lot. That's better than the Play Bank by far.
Yeah.
I started towing when I was getting half redfish.
Yeah.
Half hay. Get right up onto it, a little bit.
Yeah.
85 fathom or so.
Mm-hmm.
Stay down to 90 to 100 stuff, and get grease hole. I bought it right up along that bank, come back to my leash, bucking the dodge, and saw it dancing on my bottom. That's how the floating pounds in here is.
That's pretty, right?
Pretty picky getting them out, but it's worth quarter.
Sure.
Then.
The only place I could drum up redfish out in that neck of the woods was. You know where that barge went down with all the gas canisters on it?
No.
A place they called the Beehive, they told me it was. Yeah. But you go down into that, there's that had bottom right in the middle between Skate Bank and Newfound. You go right to below that, you drop into 95, fairly had bottom. It's either cobbles or sand. It looks hard on the machine. Right down in the lower...
Southern of it?
Well, it would be... Yeah, pretty much southern.
Of the eastern end of the Skate Bank?
Yeah.
Slate rocks.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Ha.
Ha. I had a shrimp net down in there. I was after something.
For gory sakes, you don't suppose you filled it with those gas canisters?
No,
do you?
No, I hoisted a mass. Slate rocks. What? Rocks.
Huh.
What was that, 574.
Sounds about right.
And 684.
Sounds about right.
And on the eastern end, it was Pimple. It was set up there and let it go right to the southwest, and I made a swing by it and down in that bog down.
Yeah. Well, I. cut off just in front of it. But I used to pick up two or three redfish there. Yeah.
Is that Independence Hole?
Independent, what I called Independence Hole was to the north of that. If you follow that eastern side up, there's a hole out through there. I think it's around the... You go up on the northwest end, I can't remember the numbers for it. But right up in the, or no, the east end, the Skate Bank, if you went right to the east end, there was a hole, just about big enough to fit. Normally, a boat would swing around to the west end, haul around on the tow again. But if you hauled it right to the east end, you went into a nice four-lane highway, and you tow right into that Independence Hole. And as long as you stayed in it, it was a good tow. And those cod would hang right up on that, right in that throat. Good spot. But you never saw any haddock down that way.
Well, it was late to use anyway. Yeah. I never found a haddock after that.
No.
That few we got the playbank of the nets. I didn't know many. I think 6 weeks, month, 6 weeks, something.
Yeah, I didn't remember you going.
It didn't work out.
A lot of work.
Well, not that. I had four kids. They didn't get along too well, one or the other, it sounds around all the time. And I just wake up in one of them. And the plenty of cats and have them for a work for him and blah blah blah. It's pretty good idea for him.
That was that. Well, that's the best way to handle those problems. No, it doesn't work. You remember that year John and I went hiking together out of Vinyl Haven?
Yeah.
Oh, it was back. Early 60s. I was selling out to go to school. And selling out to him. But the arrangement was that as soon as school was out, we was going trawling. That would give me enough money to go back to school with. But we were starting off the season, so I was still a skipper. And you know how younger brothers go in that department. Well, we'd cast off, and we'd start arguing about where we was going to set, about Channel Rock, and we'd argue about it all the way to Seal Island. He'd want to go south-southwest for half an hour, I'd want to go south-southeast for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
One blessing, we'd compromise. So we'd go due south for an hour. And we went all over the place the same way. And we hit fish everywhere we sent.
There were fish everywhere.
There was indeed. But we never did set on a piece of bottom. Well, that was the compromise season. It worked. No.
I said northwest. Everybody said west, southwest. Obviously, one morning, weather conditions or something. Through your mind, said northwest.
Came back all right.
Uphill down. Damn fish. I think that's the time I had to get in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that might have been it, you know.
I go to the soft bottom, maybe hake. And then I go to the hard bottom, we have cod and haddock and pollen.
That's a pretty sight, though.
There's been plenty of them.
Okay.
Anyhow.
I think...
Dick Walker used to get... I don't know. He fished a lot of gear. He must fish a lot of gear. Tub trout.
Those guys that fish 8-10 tubs.
They were through gear. Unbelievable. That's fast.
He and Dave Hall.
Yeah.
But they didn't catch that many more than everybody else, I don't think. Well...
Dave, I think I'm going to tell you in the morning. You break the tube like all that. I can get a boat for them. I might jump out and back to the front of the door, back down the wind. Not too sure we go to it.
Oh, dear.
I guess I won't both them now.
Well, it's too bad. There's plenty of room out there for everyone.
No, I went down Little Rock that morning. Little Bell there.
Yeah. There's a hole down outside the lake there. Always used to be a good spot.
I could never find that place when I was dragging.
Neither could I.
I shot a couple of trolls and I shot 3 miles of gear and I hit a pebble.
Yep. I've done.
Off a set of doors, and I could not find it. I didn't have anyone around then. Didn't know how you were anyway. So many miles from land.
Yeah. But it was a standard.
I didn't have radar then either.
No. But it was a standard set. You'd set your course and running time. I can't remember south, half, west, from the light.
Yeah. Could never find that again. I had a set of doors. Same way
inside
the, well, the Winkler isn't there anymore, inside the bowl. One time I had 25 carat octopus in string, 25 carat trout right in a strip around the edge of the bottom, coming out of on the high bottom. I can't find that ridge. Like it must have been a ridge.
Must still be there.
Oh yeah, it hasn't sold it all.
I tried that out around Bowdy's. I spent the better part of one whole day trying to make a tow out across there. And never did get it in. Wherever I was, what I thought was Bowdy's, I took my course and running time. You know. And that whole area was nothing but pinnacles. The bottom was flat, but then you'd tow along for a few minutes and then she'd show, it'd be a mountain peak, come right up and right straight down. Never did get it in.
I tried to follow it down. Southwest Mahinka, probably 8 miles. Take it down on the bottom of the collar.
Yeah, I've towed it.
There was a lot of scallops there. There was a scallop drag. 100 fathom water.
Wow.
We'd get them down right side up, we'd get them.
A lot of them.
Yeah, about 3 baskets. Beautiful stuff. Don't make it pay. And then the upside down toes. Took me all day to figure out what the hell was wrong anyway. What if Greg's going upside down?
Yeah. You'd have to have something that'd land right side up every time. That's a good place for a Digby drag right there.
I don't know. I couldn't tow it. I couldn't do anything with it. 300 fathom of wire out and tow a straight line. Every time I tried to turn, I'd wrap it around a rock pile and a scammer. And we had held out in this pier, dragging that wire around.
Well, I fished up against those Digby drags when I was fishing down the Chiasea line.
Yeah.
And you'd run into the same problem trying to tow. You find a gunk hole somewhere and it'd be half full of scallops. And you'd try to tow it, and you'd go up, tow up on one side, and then around the top of it, and down on one side, and when you try to make that lower turn, why, forget it.
Yep.
But those Digby drags...
Don't make any difference.
No, they would run. They would steam full tilt for one side until they fetched up, and then they'd just double back on that wire and tow right back.
It was the other way.
It was doubling me every tow. Humbled me right out. You could not compete with a standard drag loop.
Well, the drags was all right, but I was, they were going upside down on me. Well, 3 toes out of 5.
no good when you figure you're hauling back 300 fathom of wire. Even one or two upside down toes is going to raise hell with you. How'd you get around it?
150 fathom of wire. Stop. Going south. Then go and do another 150.
Just like setting a set of doors?
You run off 300 fathom of wire. That thing ran on the pin. I think you had the whole 300 fathom of the drag at the bottom. The twist in that wire. Roll the drag. You kind of haul back when it took the weight to drag off the wire. That swivel would screech right out.
Ah.
I figured that's the only thing to do. Well, after I stopped running 300 fathom, just run 150 and let the drag settle down. I didn't even want to side down the door.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. You know, you can't coil a piece of wire. You run off 300 fathom and stuff. You've got some twisting action down on the end of that swivel.
Yep.
And it's locked up with a little pressure, so you're going to roll the drag.
No question about it.
Once it gets upside down, back forward, it's going to hold it even, then, like a goddamn airplane. It won't go anymore.
Sure.
It'll be upside down.
Sure.
Period.
Stop
there. I freaked the whole day away before it come to on that one.
Huh. Well, that's a lot of water to work in.
No, it was working. When I got them right tied up, they were working. All the water, brittle tires and the collars. I think the ground fish boat's got them.
I knew they was getting a lot of ground fish.
They were scalloping.
Sure.
Went after them.
Worked good. There and on
they
the...
Say, well, what is it? Sagatahawk up above us, Sagatahawk.
Yeah.
They were towing her down through that maze with the scanners.
Yeah.
Getting more scalloping.
Yeah. As far as that goes, all the way over to, what is it?
Dougie Hampson, I think, of those things first.
Dougie did well with it.
Probably one,
yeah. Yep. Dougie. Victor Ames, when he had that...
It was right on the 13 line.
Well, that far over.
12, 995 to 13. Right in there.
Yep.
On that
bearing. That'd be Saginaw.
Southwest and hit. I know that little crew come ripping by me. I guess I'll get the hell out of here. He wasn't turning, I had gear out.
Yeah.
He was going to turn half mile. Get out of his way.
That was the only trouble of working to the western. Mm. So much traffic. You couldn't lay to at night without having somebody up all the time. Very rarely did I ever work. Matter of fact, I never worked any to the western of caches. I just look at the traffic. I made a couple of sets out to Toothacres.
You know, about that right now, these road caches not money.
Doing what?
Pat. If you don't have the 7-foot chain sweep, it's called a drag, full rock change, made a toll, you come back and that thing looked like a card in. It had so many grace holes in it. What do you think?
I think there was some grace holes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When was this done?
When I had the memo. When I thought that's all of it.
You know the way to beat that.
I know how to do it. Bean crawl, Pat.
Yes, you got it.
I don't know if anybody's tried it.
15-foot beam trawl was...
A March 15, 24, yeah. I had 7-foot sweep. I had 2 fish boxes of grace hole.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, that'd make you smile if you were selling it today.
Wouldn't it?
That could
I
be.
I think it's still there, because it was up in that 42 fathom, 40, 41, 42 fathom stuff. We were making up to the ledge where the scallops were.
Well, there ain't anybody...
Nobody's told a ground fish net there. I know there isn't room enough to even run the wire or set the doors.
You must have sat right on them, let alone.
They were there. Every towel. Grace hole. More Grace Holmes College.
Ha! Well, that's quite a sight.
Then we was down to a ridge. Gully hole on the southern side of Cassius, making southeast side of it, making down toward Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And then went up in there quite a ways. So same time.
Interesting.
And whether they're there at that time of the year or whether they're all time. It's almost worth it to find out, but the restrictions on mesh sizes and all that, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If you had the drag, if you had the setup. It'd
be awful tempting, wouldn't it? In the middle of the summer, when the weather's good.
Yes, it would.
I thought you brought that scoop up 2,000 or 3,000 pound grace over $3 a pound.
You could have them right now.
Day.
If you could have them right now, you would have the cat's meow.
Yeah.
What a price.
For a day.
It
wouldn't take a day.
Yeah. It would. Sit and drool.
Not really. I think it would be for taking the experience on sour.
Yeah.
Still scallop dry too. A scallop net. Never did use it. Totally gone.
That looked like a pretty brutal business to me. That business out in the Snow's Reef, they fared out all right. They did the same thing up above. From what I'd seen of it, it looked like a good excuse to do an awful lot of mending.
I don't know. They didn't mend too bad. Too much of it. Got some shrimp nets. This stuff, yeah, I made that one out of it. Trying to make a lobster net out of it. Dragon lobster pond.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's 40, 60 thread. Big! 3-inch match, 3-inch match.
That would be real
quick. Thanks for beating. Yeah. I took a scale down 35 net. 35 foot.
Yeah.
Those good.
Hell, it ought to. That would be good.
A little playing with it probably make it work. You know, if it really fell.
Well, the mesh size is easy.
Yeah.
No, something like that. If you
I tell you that's a piece of equipment. I got stainless legs on it.
Oh, yeah? Geez, you really, you must have come
15,
in.
15 fathom bridles.
Okay, no.
No. The legs are 15 fathom.
Did you hook
the bridles
it up?
Are 20 or 25 thousand, right? All stainless.
No, you paid for that.
No, I didn't. I sold me coil wire. I didn't know it was stainless. Neither did I. Mm-hmm. Why 6 feet wire? Coil. Stainless wire.
Jeez.
Still got them. Still got it.
It won't wear out of them.
You know, it's putting up on the building. The door.
Well, how did you unhook? You just run it up in the stern like you would your regular net with a net reel?
That? No, it's on the bridle.
Haul it up on the side?
Crank the whole thing around the winch.
And when you come up to your bridle?
When the doors come up, grab the net, bull rope, haul it in.
Well, wouldn't you spread
it? The net's hooked to the doors. The net's hooked to the doors, so it's not. Fathom legs on it.
And you had the pole in between the doors?
No pole, it's just regular net.
Oh.
Regular net, federal, groundfish style, 35.
That ought to work.
The lower, lower becket was chained.
Yeah.
To you hook tickler in, shackle tickler in, whatever length you wanted it.
Yeah.
Here there's a sweep.
Yeah. A side rig. Sidewinder is the proper way to run those rigs.
Well, I was. See, I was coughing. I was just using it on single drum winch. I put it on bridle.
Yeah.
Worked fine. Except, tried to tow it, that Novi, James said.
Yeah.
And it's just like a soup bowl on those things. Worked off sideways.
They really ain't built for dragging.
Not off the side. There's much turbulence going underneath of the boat. Crabbing sideways, lost the bottom echo.
Forefoot where it's cut way back.
Yeah, it wasn't any. Things just like a crab. Going sideways, you're supposed to go in front of it.
Yep.
Stern rig, they'd be all right.
Well, it'd been all right. Then you would hook it up aft, but you could tow it over stern. Couldn't you do that? Nothing.
Hmm.
Those were good, except for everything left on. Then took the bottom on it.
Well,
then tow it long enough, find out, you know, how well it was taken apart.
Well, if it isn't working right and it doesn't look as though it's there, you might as well.
We got 3-4 scallops and hand drill a shrimp out of it. We'll go down there for a trap. I think the traps I got down on the road.
Hmm. They did well at that bay at different times. I never towed a lot between there and Tippmann Inn much. I played around some, but it seemed that that place was pretty well hammered before I came along. And during that time period, they didn't seem to be that much. From
shrimping down there.